doing the kuntres achrim over here. Lahavin mashikosu b'shara yichudim perik beis. So this is the Reb Chaim Vital. He wrote a sefer called Shmoy Nesharim. And this is a section in the Shah Ruch HaKodesh. It's called Shara Yehudim over there. It brings down over here in the notes. So over there, he says, Ta'idei Toiro Sholei B'Kavono Nivroim Malochim Be'olam HaYitzira. That even when you study Torah without Kavona, and previously in the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe discussed that when you study Torah, the Torah gets elevated. You do it with kavona, and depending what is the kavona, you do it with the Abba V'yira. If you do it with the natural, then it goes to Yitzira. If you do it with kavona, with the seichel, you do it with a reflection, not the stir, but that comes from your intellect, then it comes to the level of Bria. Various different levels that it goes up to. But even if you study Torah without Kavona at all, no Kavona, it will still maybe go into the Chitonius over there. It says in the external, it's not going to go into the level of the Sviris, it's going to go to the Malachim. And so that's what he says there. It says, Nivroim Malachim b'Kavona, Shalei Lushma b'Kavona, Nivroim Malachim b'Olam HaYitzira. So maybe not in the Sviris, but there will still be Malachim in the world of Yitzira, and we'll see that there is an afkemina between the study of Torah and the davening. It seems like when you daven without kavana, it doesn't even go out of the world of Asiya altogether. It never even goes through the level of Yitzira. But when you learn Torah Shalei B'Kavona, at least it goes up to the level of Yitzira, to the level of the Malachim. So it says that Yidei Torah Shalei B'Kavona Nivroi Malachim B'Olam HaYitzira V'Shom Hevi MeHazoyer Parshas Shlach. Over there he brings from the Zoyer in the Parshas Shlach and the Shara Yichudim the Leis Kolodis Abed Chulu. There is no voice, talking about the voice of Torah here, there's no voice that gets totally lost. So somewhere it remains. So there is an impact. But bar kolo de raiso utsloiso, bar kolo de raiso utsloiso, the solik uboka chuli. So which excludes the voice of Torah and davening, that actually goes up and breaks through. The Rakia, which is the Asiya, level of Asiya, and it goes through into the higher world. So, in other words, that when you daven in this world, and when you learn Torah in this world, the voice, no voice gets lost, but that's all remains, even when you bang with the over there he says, even if you bang with a stick. So there is some place that it remains in the world, the voice, but that's a regular voice. But when you talk about davening and learning, over there the voice breaks through. It doesn't just stay in this world, and it goes into an upper world. So, what happens? V'name. If you have kavona, v'name kavonas hatvilo, Nivru Malochim Boilum Habriya Kemoi Mikavonas Hatoira. So it depends. When you daven with Kavona, then there is similar to when you learn with Kavona. In other words, where does the davening, where does it break through? Where does it go up to? The same as with Torah. If you, depending on your level of Kavona, it'll either go to the level of Briya, at the level of Yitzira, at the level of Briya. But ubalei kavona nitches lemata legamri. But by davening, when it's done, so when you have kavona in davening, then it goes to the level of bria yitzira, like it does with the level of learning. But when you davened without kavanah, then it's pushed up below. Then it doesn't go through, doesn't go up. Mashikosu b'zoyar, daf barapashas b'kudei daf reish memhei yomet beis. It says in the Zoyar, reish b'kudei daf reish memhei, goyre kiyatato, that when there is not a proper davening, it stands in the lower sky. In other words, it doesn't go through. It's underneath the lower firmament. So the accurate sloy simply is called a davening, which is no good. Apostle of davening. It's not a good davening. Without kavon, it's apostle of davening. Vayinshom parshas v'yakel dar v'shai raf v'shalvam beis. If you look also in the parshas v'yakel in the Zohar, in the parshas beis over there, it says ihi miloki dekayos. So if the words of the davening are proper, they should be. So then it says over there that the davening is being the one who is appointed for davening, he kisses the tefillah, he hugs the tefillah if you daven properly. So meaning that you have to have kavanah, you have to daven. When does he kiss the tefillah? When does he bring up the tefillah if you daven properly? But when you daven tefillah b'kavanah, then the tefillah doesn't go up, it stays below, it stays in this world. So but by Torah shalei bekavone, we said at least there's malachim de'elam ha'yitzira. It doesn't maybe go into the spheres of elam ha'yitzira, but at least there's malachim. There's something mitzira. So how come? So basically, the question is, how come that by davening, if it's without kavone, it doesn't go anywhere? But by learning Torah, even though it's without kavone, but still, It'll create malachim in the world of Yitzhida, which is the Eicholas, not in the spheres, but still, it'll go somewhere. So what's the difference between davening and learning Torah? What's the difference when you study without kavona and you daven without kavona? Move a mail of it's self-understood. Kilimud ha-Torah, when you say about the study of Torah that he doesn't do with kavona, what does it mean you don't do it with kavana? We're not talking about you're saying words like you're studying, you don't understand what you're saying. Because then it's not considered limud ha-Torah, then you're not doing anything, you're not learning Torah. Ki limud ha-Torah, who maybe in yudeya mashalemet, you understand and you know what you're learning. Otherwise we don't call it study Torah. The belav hochi lemikra limud klal. Without that, it's not called study. So what does it mean when you're studying without kavana? So without kavona, it means that you're not studying it because you want to connect to the Eibishter Lishma, because it's the Eibishter's Torah. You're not learning it with Yira, with Ava, and love for Hashem. You just weren't trained to study. You just study. What does it mean? Shalom, it's not. You learn. You just learn. You learn something. You're just studying. You're studying the Torah, but you don't. But you still have a little bit of understanding what you're learning. So you're not learning it because you have a revealed level of love to Hashem. So, in other words, because I love Hashem, that's why I'm studying Torah, because I love Hashem. But you just studied which means you have the hidden love. Every year has a hidden love to the Eibishter. So, based on that hidden love, you study over there. So it's not something that is of the open. However, we have to say here, the caution over here, sometimes a person learns with light lishma, but he learns shalai lishma. In other words, it's one thing is to not to learn Torah b'stam, in other words, not to learn out of love for the Eibishter, but sometimes you learn Torah for the wrong reasons. Sometimes you learn the Torah because you want, they should give you covet. Or sometimes you learn Torah because you want to be able to argue with somebody else to teach you, to show that you have other bad kavanas. No, that's not what we're talking about over here. If you study Torah with bad kavanas, those kavanas don't allow for the Torah to go up anywhere. You're not learning it actually not, you're not learning it, you don't learn it for the positive reason, but you're also not learning it for a negative reason, not learning it l'leilushma in order to become great. Such a learning doesn't go up higher than the sun. Over there, the pasuk talks about, and the Kehelet says, "Ma'isvin la'odom b'chol amolei sheyamol tachas Hashemesh, under the sun." He talks about there is a study which is under the sun, and then there is a study which is beyond the sun, which means it goes through the higher level. So, over there, generally, he's speaking about that the effort that a person goes for his job and he runs after everything, those are all called tachas Hashemesh. When a person puts effort in Torah, that's higher than the Shemesh. But he says over there, but if a person learns Torah shaloi lishma for the wrong reasons, that also becomes tachas Hashemesh. That's also not above the Shemesh. It's the wrong, if you learn Torah for the wrong reasons, it's also above the Shemesh. So why does the Torah not go up over there? So over there, actually, your bad thoughts that you're learning Torah for the wrong reasons, you're pulling the Torah down. You're not letting the Torah go up. So if you don't have any thoughts, at least the Torah can go up by itself. But if you have bad thoughts, in other words, you're using it for the wrong reasons, then your kavana is dressing up your Torah and doesn't let it go up to the proper level. Because your thought and your intention that you're doing it for ulterior motive to be honored by it, they dress up in the words that you speak. They don't allow for the words of Torah to go up above, because this covet and these things, those come from the klippas. The klippas dress up in your Torah learning, and they don't let the Torah to go up above. So it says, so the same thing happens with tefillah shalei b'kavona. So by tefillah, by Torah shalei b'kavona, it means that he doesn't have any kavona. He's just learning Torah. Over there, it can go out. But even by Torah, if you learn for the wrong kavona, then it doesn't let it go out. But the same thing is true when you have davening shalei b'kavona. Shemechashiv. So here we're talking about that a person who davens, but he davens, he says the words, but he doesn't think what he's saying. He has a general day. Why am I davening? I'm davening for the Eibishter. But he doesn't have a kavona in the davening that he's saying. And then he's mechashev machshove zoris. He puts in bad thoughts. So what happens is that a person who, so when a person just davens, it's just davens stam, but the mind gets filled with other things. If you're not thinking the words that you're thinking other, you're thinking strange things, you know. So those machshava zaris keep the davening, don't let the davening go up. So it's actually, when a person davens shalei b'kavona, and he has bad, and then there's other thoughts that's creep into his mind, instead of the words of the Pirush HaMilah, instead of the meaning of the words, those Machshav Ezeres dress up to the words, and they don't let the davening go up either, because they're pulling them down. However, there is actually, in one way, by davening it's easier. It's brought down. You're davening, you're putting down, you're davening to the Eibishter. That's your davening. You're davening to the Eibishter, so you start davening to the Eibishter. In the meantime, there's different thoughts creep up in your mind. So they cannot go up. However, because you're generally davening to the Eibishter, there's a way to fix that. So he says, Lekach yesh lo tikun bekal lachzer velalis. There is a quick fix to have it go up again. So in other words, you davened, and your davening didn't go up. But because in generally you're davening to the Eibishter, you go to daven to the Eibishter, but your davening didn't go up because there was Machshav Azoris over there, it can easily go back up again. How? Kshemispalu bekavona, afilu tefila achas muleketes mitfilas kol hashana. If all year you daven, and then you can, from the whole davening of the day, so let's say today you only thought about one paragraph, the next day you saw another paragraph, and the next day you saw another paragraph. So from a whole year davening, all these paragraphs are collected, but you daven with kavon only one piece every day. But you collect from a whole year from all these pieces together, makes up one prayer, and they go up again. They go up to the to Shemaik, Mashikosu, Mikdash Melech, Parshas Pekudei, as it says in Parshas Pekudei. So what does he see over here? That Torah Shelo Bekavona in one way is higher than Tefillah Shelo Bekavona. That Torah Shelo Bekavona can go up to the level of Malachim and Olam HaYitzira that he said that it can bring down. But Tefillah Shelo Bekavona doesn't do anything. But on the other hand, when you're doing Shelo Bekavona on to become a covet for the learning of the Torah, which is an ulterior motive, so then it mamash stays lamato. But by davening, even if you have machshava zora, you have a other machshava, but you have the level Torah, you won't be able to bring it down. That level of Torah that you learned and you brought it down, it's going to stay down there. You have to do tshuva for that to bring it up. But it's not going to just go up by itself eventually. But by the davening, if you're going to daven a whole year, then the tefillah is going to go up. So he still didn't explain. He just told you now that there's a difference between the level of Torah and the level of davening. But he explained that the davening is, because learning Torah, basically, there is the general, if it's not shaloi l'shem, okay, then it's not. But davening, when you're not having kavona, it's that is not good. Okay, we'll continue.